you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
These shrimps are jumbo.
I also have three Puerto Rican aunts that walk around and do this all the time, and not at parties.
I think that's the nicest thing he could have said. Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's you're a moron and nice speak.
You guys, big energy.
Got it.
It is a thing that you can't get tattooed. You just have to be born with it. So, Hunter, it might be too late for you.
My feet have to go in your mouth.
This is what pays the bills.
Women are dying for authenticity.
Wait, why did I feel like I got a snapshot of Hunter in 25 years?
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina's off today. Apparently she met a man on Cinco de Mayo.
Hey!
We'll be back next week. Here today, Aaron and Victor. Welcome.
Feels good to be back, guys.
Hey, hey.
Feels good to be here.
This is a good crew.
Feels great.
We're gonna have some fun.
Let's get that Emmy, baby.
Let's get crazy.
I was told to behave myself tonight, but then we start with Brody Jenner talking about girls hooking up, and it's difficult for me. In fact, it's very hard. Apparently, he's finally telling his ex-wife, Caitlin, how he really feels about her past fling with Miley Cyrus. It all went down in this preview clip for The Hills.
The whole, like, lesbian thing was gnarly, because, like, in our entire relationship, you never expressed that you had any interest in females whatsoever.
I don't think that's totally fair, true to say.
We had some fun, but what I'm saying is, like, yes, but you, but you said to me that you weren't into girls.
Well, I think I had never just met somebody that I was into.
Right. Like, but it was a shock for me, and I think for a lot of people that saw that.
Okay, first and foremost, I am so sick of men, specifically ex-boyfriends, okay, or ex-husbands, being like, why didn't you tell me you were gonna date this person, that you were gonna go on and find someone else? You do not owe your ex anything, any warning, any heads up. Like, I'm moving on with my life, whether it's with a man or a woman. And also, if we're already having threesomes and inviting other women into the bedroom, don't you think that, yeah, I'm open to being with a woman?
That's the tricky part, too, because you know there was a point during the threesome when you're like, you're having too much fun over there. Like, like, what is it? I'm not even over there yet. You guys are going at it. Like, what's going on here? So I think he is being a little bit of a whiny bitch. Like, she doesn't have to tell him anything. You're supposed to know as a man, if you're ever, if you've already introduced other women into the relationship, you got to know your girl and be like, she might leave me for one of these chicks at one point.
I get it. I think it's fair.
Would you be hurt or shocked if you saw one of your exes move on with Miley Cyrus, no less?
No, I would call them and be like,
100%.
Remember those fun nights we used to do?
Yeah. Let's make it work.
I'm a unicorn,
baby. Remember when I used to call the girl? You need the guy now? Like, I can pull up whatever you need. I can pull up right now.
Also, if you broke up, you guys probably saw it coming for a really long time. Like, half the relationship was you breaking up to get to this point.
All right, we're also getting a peek inside the Bachelor's pants. Finally, Matt James just told the Wall Street Journal, by the way, what is the Wall Street Journal doing nowadays? That's insane. Anyway, I don't read newspapers, I don't know. But he told the Wall Street Journal that he didn't have sex in the fantasy suite. Instead, he said he used the time to get to know the women on a deeper level. Do we believe him?
Not a chance.
No?
Not a chance.
What?
First of all, it's called the fantasy suite, guys. Immediately, I'm thinking sex. Like, off the top, I hear fantasy suite, and you see the clips. He's oiled up, they're kissing, he's half naked. Like, yes, he got to know them just a bit deeper.
Yeah.
If we know what this is.
I want to know your take, another male's take.
Well, after meeting him, he was like adamant that he was the biggest gentleman, and we were all like, bullshit. But he really did give me this impression, like, maybe this is truly him, which is, I did not believe it at first. Okay. But I think he could be honest.
You know what? Let me just say right now, I kind of had an interaction with this guy before. He was Matt James, The Bachelor. Very nice guy, very so respectable. Nice. I think that it was a short amount of time that he got to know these girls, and he's not willing to just risk it all for some women that he just met. So I feel like he really did take this whole process seriously. I'm laughing as I say that because as we
he's
saw,
looking like
it was
he's
a joke.
At a prom date with all 40 of them.
If Victor was in the fantasy suite, he'd be like, hey, could we get all of them in here at the same time?
Due to COVID, how many can fit in the room?
Oh my God!
All right, well, if you guys are into the latest advances in grooming,
that was a hard turn.
Yeah,
hard turn.
No, I don't like to.
We just didn't even ease into the grooming.
Anyway, the Jersey Housewives are here to help you with your grooming. Jennifer is getting hammered on next week's episode, and her behavior really pisses off her friends.
I'm married to a plastic surgeon. I get my laser. Get in there!
I'm sorry, is it a college party?
Nobody likes a hairy ass!
It's a party at your friend's house.
You get a little nauseous from drinking and not eating. Did you eat?
Hell no, I didn't. She's got food. Finally, salami with some crudité. Crudité does not soak up alcohol, just saying. These shrimps are jumbo. I'm drinking tequila. And having myself. This is actually very tasty.
This is Loki Aaron at her wedding party, like, these shrimp are jumbo.
For real, when I'm like at that level in my life, that's gonna be me. Like the woman who's 10 shots deep. This is the woman who's fallen in a pool, face planted. Like, she's living her best second life, and I respect it. And you know what? We all just need to loosen up. We're at a party dressed up and the cocktails are flowing. Let me have this moment. Sorry, I'll buy you another plate.
Well, why are we talking about her being nicely shaved and like groomed? Why is that a topic of conversation at the party?
It's a Halloween party. No one's ever gone to a Halloween party and not gotten too drunk. That's just the party to do it at. We've all been there at a party or something, and you say something, and then the next morning you go, why did I say that?
Or what did I even say? Yeah. And then everyone reminds you.
I also have three Puerto Rican aunts that walk around and do this all the time. And not at parties, like the normal daily house activities.
Loud, too. When someone wants to reveal something, like in your family.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, you shouldn't be saying that. They say it too loud every time.
Yep. Always.
Pete Davidson was on The Breakfast Club talking about all of his tattoos. But his first one might easily be the best.
How old were you when you got your first tattoo?
Yeah, I was 16 or 17. And it was me and my buddy Ricky. We got Swerve Life tattooed on our knees because that Big Sean song where he said swerve. At the time, it was like huge. And we were like, swerve. We were like, that's forever. That's life.
What did Big Sean say when you showed it to him?
He was like, you're a moron. No, he was like, oh, wow.
Which is, I think,
he was like, weird.
I think that's the nicest thing he could have said was, oh, wow.
That's you're a moron and nice speak. Have you ever been like so into a saying or something that you thought about getting? Do you have tattoos?
I have zero tattoos.
I have like 6 or 7. I kind of lost count. But I mean, even the ones that I like kind of regret, I still like, wow, that was a fun
time. But it was a moment in your life that you like.
Like, I have a tattoo on the bottom of my foot that I got, I don't know, like 6 months ago.
How drunk were you for that one?
I was completely sober. Thank you very much. It's already fading. It's a stick figure, but I love it because my sister and I got it together.
What is it?
I love Swerve Life. I would probably get that.
On your knees? Would you get that?
Yeah.
I'm imagining like Swerve Life, like huge, just on
nice.
Both kneecaps
it's
right there.
It's really different big. When you're a guy. Like, tattoos up there are kind of hot.
Yeah.
Would you get any tattoos?
I would get Hunter and Aaron here, right here on my kneecaps.
I like it.
Right there.
That's amazing.
Bring in the tattoo artist.
That's amazing.
Keep you guys in my vision at all times in the summer.
All right, bring him out, guys.
Wow.
We actually have a tattoo artist ready to do it. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to get a lot of tattoos, I think, especially after seeing Pete Davidson date every hot celebrity in Hollywood.
How's he doing this?
It's
called... Is it just the funny factor? Like, people just love...
No, you guys. Big energy.
Got it.
It is a thing that you can't get tattooed. You just have to be born with it. So, Hunter might be too late for you.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're coming up. Serious question. Could you marry someone who demands nightly toe-sucking, asking for a friend?
Yeah, all right. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The only thing more random than this next segment is the things that HR will let us get away with saying on this show. Like, which one did they bleep? You'll have to watch to find out. Who's ready for So Random? So Random. Okay, another night, another insane episode of Married at First Sight Unmatchables. Reminder, this is the show that features people who are terrible at dating. Well, Evan Nicole says she's ready to be a wife and a mom, but we'll let you decide.
My favorite room in the house is the bathroom. I love the toilet. It's so funny because I could just sit in there all day.
I can literally eat a whole meal while I'm on the toilet. And I just feel like it was better because I was on the toilet because I could just literally flush it right out.
I would love to share with my husband my foot fetish.
Definitely will have to have you on these feet ASAP. My feet have to go in your mouth.
Why are you making those faces? Like,
who's having a meal on the there, though?
That's just one part of it. Let's just think about this. The one fetish she really has is foot sucking. The same feet that are on the bathroom floor all day. And then the other thing she cares about is smells. As she sits on the toilet and lets food flush through her system, apparently she digests food in seconds.
Okay, I will say the food on the toilet is a little crazy. It's a little much, but her bathroom did look very clean. She clearly respects this place. It's her sanctuary.
She's eating Funyuns in there, for Christ's sake. Those Funyuns on the toilet. I love that she's on Zooms. How many Zooms do you think she's taken from the toilet?
Okay, I've actually taken quite a few Zooms from the toilet during this pandemic, and it's sometimes necessary. Like, you just have to mute, and you have to take off the picture so they can't see you.
No, but I'm thinking she's doing this very visible with her, like, towel with her letter on it in the background.
There's
like,
not a lot of rooms with monogram towels besides the toilet room.
Exactly.
Don't you want a woman with no shame? And also the foot fetish thing, I think that's great. Like, tell them what you want, and if you haven't done it, try it.
That big toe was a little aggressive for me, though.
It's perfectly pedicured.
That is a finger. Okay?
On her, it's like, you know how they say ears and noses grow forever? Her big toe is just going to get bigger for the rest of her life.
You know what?
You were talking about this, though. Like, you have a serious foot fetish, Aaron.
I don't have a foot fetish. People have a foot fetish for my feet. That's why I'm showing them right now. This is what pays the bills.
Oh, there we go, baby.
There you go.
All the crew members.
You gotta keep them fresh right there, okay? So I understand what she's talking about. She needs someone that bows down to those feet.
Yeah, by the way, our director did not ask the camera operator to zoom into those feet. He's just a
freak. Thank you, Jose.
You guys can't knock a kid for trying to score some extra cash, but this one feels a little odd. According to the UK Mirror, a teenager in London sets up an OnlyFans account for his mom. He did it to earn some spending money. And his mother is all for it. Two-part question. Would you do this for your parents? And B, how much is Miss Lim charging? Because I've got some cash to spend, Aaron.
Yes, look, if mama's got it, you better flaunt it. I mean, she was in FHM before. She was in Playboy before. He and his mom have a great relationship. He clearly knows what she's capable of. And if I was that kid, I would do it too. I'm like, Mom, we both need to be paying these bills, and I'm not gonna work for this allowance you are.
I just love how he's probably around the house getting candid photos of her, like, and just posting it on OnlyFans, like, her bending over getting something from the fridge.
Think about it, he probably took that last photo. Yuck, you know? That's like, to me, I get it. Money is money, it's great, but like, I don't want to take provocative photos. I grew up with a pretty mom, so like, I got those comments all the time. Imagine my friends are subscribing to her OnlyFans.
Yeah, but then they're paying for your car payment, they're paying for the food, the dates, everything you ever wanted when you were a teenager, they're paying for it.
I'd walk the 405 before I got my mom an OnlyFans.
But you'll damn well pimp out your father.
Oh, my dad, he needs an OnlyFans. Dad's filming too many sex tapes anyway for me not to start an OnlyFans for him.
Equally
gross.
May as well
get paid for that.
Does he have a couple sex tapes just under the bed that he's done, like a couple of
classics?
He's
mentioned them to me. He goes, buddy, call me Spielberg moving forward. And I go, I'm not gonna call you that.
got a couple of Scorsese's in the old photo roll back at the crib.
Whoa.
Scorsese.
Whoa. Anyway. Come back, Nina.
Before anyone gets married, there is a checklist of things to do. Select a venue, hire vendors, pick a dress, regret it immediately. That's just me. Well, this guy on Instagram has another thing you should definitely take care of before the wedding, and it's this.
Listen, if you're going to come to the courthouse to get married, at least check to see if you got warrants first. Why my cousin got my whole family out here dressed in their Sunday's best behind some mess? He about to go to jail. They want him for child support. Girl, $33,000, that's not even child support. That's a student loan. He owes student loans to them kids.
That's a lot of money in child support.
Woo!
How much backup is that? Like, that's years of back pay of child support. I mean, I'm on child support, but not on papers. We had a little agreement, and we do it that way.
Okay, tell us more about the legal
affair. It's always so insane what Victor says on camera. I'm like, this is great. This is great content.
First of all, you're getting a phone call from your child's mother like, dog, you haven't paid in months. Like, what's wrong with you? Why haven't I seen any money? But to build it up to $30,000.
That could be two months for, like, an actor or, like, a sports star or whatever. Right. Like, that's not that crazy.
That's 2 days for Victor.
Yeah.
Come on. excuse me.
His child has more jewelry than Victor does, for sure.
Oh, my God.
I would like it, though. If a girl got arrested on her wedding day, I'd be like, oof, it's so hot. I don't know.
Just in cuffs and a gown? And
like, ooh, the cuffs and the gown?
That is kind of
I'd be like, officer.
With the garter belt out.
When I put her on bail, give me those cuffs, you know?
You guys have issues. You have real serious issues. See you at the conjugal visit, babe.
We will get into these issues right after this break. Coming up, a dating coach says it's a good idea to nickname your girlfriend Miss Piggy. Yikes. Boy, bye is next.
Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, I think we can all agree life's important decisions should be based on YouTube experts. That's right, it's time for Boy Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, up first is relationship coach Todd, very official sounding, who says he has 20 years of successful online dating experience. And basically, he says guys shouldn't try too hard on the first date.
At the start of the date in particular, it's actually useful to go even a step beyond not being super entertaining and actually even be potentially a little bit boring. So if your date starts on a super emotional high point, then you have to keep it at that high point because if it drops, it's going to feel like it's getting worse and it's going to feel like a bad date. Whereas if your date starts at kind of an emotional low point, or at least a point of a little bit of boredom, well, then any bit of amusement or entertainment isn't and up from there and up from there and up from there.
Oh, I am sad we didn't get to see that. Do you agree with this, Aaron?
I love when men tell us what we want, what women want. No! If you start off boring, I'm checking out the moment you start being boring.
Personally, I think he's pretty spot on.
I actually don't disagree.
He's pretty spot on.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Hang on, the single men are agreeing here. I love it!
Hey, listen.
I do feel like you can't come in, like, a first date can't be on a yacht in Saint-Tropez. Like, we gotta start nice and low, we'll go to Applebee's. We're gonna get the private room in the back, but we're gonna be in Applebee's. And then you're gonna get a cocktail, and then maybe you might get a movie the next time.
I'm sorry, but if I was single and I swiped right with Victor Cruz, we are getting everything on the menu. We are getting five specialty cocktails.
You don't want to hear those sizzling fajitas arriving at the table?
We are getting 1942 shots and multiple.
Oh, my God.
We are not starting at Applebee's. You will not see the second date at the movie theater.
Moving on to attraction coach Kate Spring. She says the secret to a woman's heart is to make fun of her.
One of the simplest ways to tease a girl is to give her a nickname that pokes fun at one of her quirks. Is she a petite girl? You can call her Smalls. Does she snort when she laughs at one of your jokes? You could say, thanks, Miss Piggy, you make me feel as funny as Eddie Murphy. But say it with a smile so that she knows you're not calling her fat.
I am tired of these women telling us men how to date. This is unbelievable. All right, do you guys agree with this? Is Miss Piggy a good nickname for a girl?
I'm not going to agree with the Miss Piggy part, but I will agree that being playful, jokey, nicknames, making fun of her, it goes a long way.
Did you give Josh a nickname? Do you guys do nicknames?
Oh, yeah, we have so many nicknames.
Well, give it to us. Nickname.
Give us one or two.
You wouldn't understand.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, so
try us.
I mentioned earlier people are obsessed with my feet. There's a WikiFeet page dedicated to my feet, and there was a guy named Slim Jim who was commenting on all the photos, okay. And he's like, that's me, I'm Slim Jim. So I used to call him that. Why did I say that on air?
A value pack of Slim Jims tomorrow for Aaron. 1,000.
Oh, I won't be here. Oh, thank goodness.
Nicknames was for you, your girlfriends?
Never had any nicknames, really.
A girl that I was seeing recently, she had a very large butt. And I like to say, oof, careful back in that dump truck, huh? You're gonna knock everything over. She hates the word dump truck, but I use it as the ultimate term of endearment. And she's learn to love it.
I have an endearing term for you to use next time you meet a female. Okay. You ready for this?
Tell me.
And especially, specifically if she has a big ass.
Great, all of them that I
do. You go, damn girl, that back porch got a swing on it.
Oh, this is great.
Take that one with you.
Okay. She's gonna be like, who were you hanging out with that's way cooler than you? Where did you learn that? The last one we have is the fearless man, a dating coach that tells men to be confident and to speak their mind to women. Take a look at what he means.
Share what you're thinking and what you're feeling. I remember the first time I took that leap of faith, I saw a woman who was walking in front of me and her ass was just swinging. She just had a slow, sexy ass that was moving back and forth. So I took a chance. I walked up and said, excuse me, I feel really nervous saying this, but you have a really sexy ass. She turned around, she showed me her ass, and looking at her ass and looking at me, she goes, really? Thank you. No one's ever said that to me before. Women are dying for authenticity.
Someone give Stanley Tucci a role. You know, this guy is struggling right now.
Wait, why did I feel like I got a snapshot of Hunter in 25 years?
That's not me by any means.
It totally is, but you're going to be like, hey, baby, back that thing up.
Yeah, I'm going to see a girl walking down the street and be like, didn't realize it was trash day, you know?
He should have just been like, girl, that back porch got a swing. You would have got the same response.
This man is speaking specifically to you two.
Yeah. We are out of time. Victor, Aaron, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Nightly Pop is back next week with all new episodes. Set your DVR right now. Do it. It's a great option. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That back porch got a swing.
That back porch got a swing on it, baby.